Chapter 1. Monica. I'd told him no. That was my first mistake, apparently. My mistakes had piled up after that. He stood behind me as the sounds of the gardeners working on our lawn came through the window.
Hum, blurt, clip.
I could see them below me, between my starfish hands. I knew the window had been treated so no one could see inside in the daytime. I knew my naked body was protected from their sight. But I was naked with my hands on the glass, bent over, my feet apart, and I could see them. I had a meeting. I groaned. I'd groaned it 100 times already, but he hadn't wanted any excuses or reasons why the meeting was more important than a lunch with him. I'd explain when he asked for an explanation, no sooner.
You're a slave to this phone,
he said from behind me. He was in a suit and tie. He made no move to undress, not a stitch. He was completely unpredictable when he didn't want to get off or when getting off meant dominating the fuck out of Monica. Yes, sir, I said. He was standing out of reach. I could tell from the distance of his voice, but he might as well have been sucking me dry. And he knew it.
This meeting.
He stepped forward, his dress shoes tip-tapping on the hardwood.
I hope it was productive.
It was. He didn't touch me as he came around me and leaned on the window. He held my phone up to my face.
Don't move your hands. Put the coat in.
I looked up at him. The blue sky of Los Angeles stretched behind him with buttons of clouds sewn into the afternoon. He started cutting his copper hair shorter and letting his ginger beard grow in for a week before trimming it. He was slim and taut in his custom suit, a creature built for the vicious hunt, the cruel fuck, a tender caress in the night. My thighs shuddered when I looked in his eyes and saw the power seated in his brutality and compassion.
The code, Monica.
This was the brutal side. I pressed the code into the glass with my nose, and the phone clicked open. I looked at him as he fiddled with it.
We had a lunch scheduled,
he said. I know, sir.
Would you like to explain why you canceled?
My new agent.
Maura Conrad, yes, I know her.
She got me a gig.
That's her job, so?
Singing the national anthem on opening day.
He looked up from the phone.
Really?
Dodger Stadium.
He smiled, stern demeanor gone.
Of course. If you sang in Anaheim, I'd welt you.
He tapped the glass and the phone vibrated in his hand. I stiffened. He tisked.
It's not a call, goddess.
Yes, sir. He got behind me and stroked my back, pressing my lower spine down and forcing my ass up. Then he put the flat glass of the vibrating phone against my skin.
You're forgiven, of course, he said. So consider this a reward, not a punishment.
He moved the phone across my ass and between my legs.
Quiet now,
he said, pressing it against my clit.
They can't see you, but if you scream, they'll look up here.
I didn't know how he got the phone to vibrate without a call, and constantly for the 2 minutes it took for me to come silently, rising up on my toes and exposing my throat to the Los Angeles sky.